The Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com. Let me have the ears of all of our running friends out there that listen to the podcast, because I want to tell you something that you need to do right after you download Days to Go WDW. Each day when I go out for a run, I have my alert set for the time that I am in the middle of my run. And what this does is that while I'm running, I'll get this nice musical chime to remind me that I'm one day closer to my Disney vacation. And what that does for me running is tell me why I'm out there, because I get to go to Walt Disney World to run a race here very soon. I'm down to 22 days till the Tower of Terror weekend. And you can do the same. Even if you're not a Disney runner, you can get out there and just know that you're one day closer to your favorite place with Days to Go WDW. Check them out today. They're over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 752 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and welcome back to another One Commute Question Show, where we take your questions and comments, share them here on the podcast, and have a great time talking about a bunch of Disney topics here for about 30 minutes, or hopefully less than the amount of time it takes you to get to work or to school. So joining me today to talk some Disney, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's up, Ricky?
I think I'm at Walt Disney World today.
Wow.
Yay! I'm at the Magic Kingdom today! Woo!
I know these things.
I should know these things.
So now, risking that I might have to edit the podcast again, how's Grandma doing with my Disney experience?
She's doing all right.
Where's the button? Hang on. Where's the button? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, where's the button? Yeah, we might need it. No, somebody asked me what I said and I had to answer them. I was like, it really wasn't as bad as we thought it was. But, anyway, everything's good. Family is excited and, you know, we're having a good time. We're living it up at Disney World. So yay.
All right. Well, make sure to ask for Big Papa Niblet over at the Jungle Cruise.
You know what? We're not going to get to see him do his thing because he can't work and get us in at the same time. So,
Stupid rules.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Stupid rules. But yeah, so no, we're having a really good time and it's Magic Kingdom Day. Yay!
Have a good time. We'll be watching right along here on Twitter.
Absolutely. So if you guys aren't following me, I've just arrived. So at Ricky Nibs, that's where you can find me, or you can find me at Ricky Niblet on Facebook, or I'll probably be posting pictures on the Be Our Guest Facebook page as well, you know, getting everybody tired of seeing everything that I'm posting.
That's right. That's me calling to make sure you update the Facebook group as we speak.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And how about those Steelers, Pam?
We squeaked one by last weekend. It was very nerve-wracking to watch. But anyways, you know, as they say, it's in the W. So we get something in the W column, so we'll take it. So anyways.
Yep. You know, the Rams won't see a W this year, so no. It's all good. They might not see the end zone all year. I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh. But yes, I'm excited this football season again. College football, professional football, you know, it feels like fall. I love it. So.
And you know the connection to the podcast and my beloved Mizzou Tigers this week, right?
What?
We're playing the University of Central Florida Knights this Saturday at the Zoo. That's right. So I'm going, and I believe, and I'm just speaking for him, we were talking over text, but I believe the western edge of the state will be represented, the podcast part over there. I think I'm going to meet Nate out at the Zoo this Saturday.
Ooh,
as well.
Oh,
there
that
you go.
Awesome.
So a little Wedway, Be Our Guest, whooping up on the Knights of UCF.
Awesome.
This Saturday,
very
coming
cool.
Your way at 11. Anyway. Let's get to the list of questions. I could talk football all day. I should start a football podcast.
Yeah, this is not the football podcast. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah. But I could definitely talk some Mizzou, but let's go to the Disney stuff. So our first question or comment is from Angie Campbell. And she says, "Hi, Mike. Love the podcast. I'm a Disney veteran and helping my neighbors plan their first trip at the end of July 2015. Hey, a bunch of us will be there for the podcast cruise.
Awesome, yeah.
There will be 8 altogether, 4 adults and 4 kids from ages 5 to 11. They've never been to Disney, and they plan to stay 3 nights. They'll have 3-day tickets, no hoppers. All that you're picturing is heat and crowds, and don't believe Disney can be fun for adults too. I'm trying to help them with a plan that will be fun for all of them. They're thinking of staying at the Wilderness Lodge as they want to be close to the Magic Kingdom. If they stay 3 nights on the dining plan, which parks and restaurants would you choose for first timers? Thanks so much, Angie. All right, so we have 3 nights. So this is one of those things where you gotta, and it seems to me like Angie's looking for kind of like a best sampling of restaurants, experiences overall, because, you know, you're not going to see everything, obviously, in 3 days, but you want to kind of whet the appetite with what Walt Disney World's all about. So Pam, where would you start for this family?
So I'm going to start for sure with a character meal, and Chef Mickey's, you know, too bad. You better put on your thinking cap while I'm talking. So anyways, I would start with Chef Mickey's. I think it's a great way to start the day. I don't know when they're arriving and if they have a day like, you know, where they're arriving partway through the afternoon and they won't get, you know, they don't have park tickets that day, but that's also a great thing to do. You kind of start the magic right then. So whether you want to go there for dinner or breakfast, I think either one is great. So I would definitely recommend that. Then I would Can I do another one? I don't want to take them all.
No, but we got it. We got to plan this trip, man. Give them what they need.
All right. So maybe all my answers are the best. I'm just saying. So anyways, so then I'm going to go over to Hollywood Studios because we're going to 50s. That's a great place to use your one credit table service meal. You know, I think that it is a uniquely Disney restaurant in that it is uber themed. I mean, it's just over the top, crazy, crazy, crazy. When you check in, let them know that you want the full experience as long as you're open to that. And, you know, I'm sure that they'll have some fun with you. And then finally, I would choose one of the restaurants. This is where you get to, you know, whatever really appeals to you because it's very personal. But one of the restaurants in the World Showcase at Epcot, I think that eating the food, you know, is a way to experience some of those pavilions the best. And I think that'd be a great way to do it. So.
Good start there. Okay, Ricky, what can we add on to Pam's awesome suggestions there?
Okay, so I'm going to say, since she took mine, that I'm going to say to if they're staying potentially at the Wilderness Lodge, of course they could eat at Whispering Canyon for preferably breakfast. But hey, you know, they are on the dining plan, so you get the better, you know, deal with dinner. So, you know, make sure that they know that they end up getting a better deal if they use the dining plan for dinner. That's something that not a lot of newbies know. So, I would definitely do Whispering Canyon. And of course, you know, while you're in the Magic Kingdom area. I kind of agree with Pam on 50s as well. I just think that it's got the best overall experience. You know, it's a place to have fun and really relax with the family. You know, everybody gets to see a different side of, you know, mom and dad, because, you know, they're being picked on, and usually mom and dad aren't being picked on. So I think that I'm going to go there. And then, oh gosh, there are so many great, you know, restaurants at In World Showcase. And I think that all of us are probably skipping Animal Kingdom in this situation. So, I think, they are on the dining plan, though, because I was going to say Via Napoli, but that's not always the best deal on the dining plan.
I think you don't have to look at it that way, because 50s really isn't
true.
The best use of your credit either, because it's not one of the more expensive, but it's a great experience. You don't want to always look at the dollars and cents. It's an awesome experience, and I think Via Napoli is the same thing.
Absolutely. So, okay, I'm going to say either Via Napoli or Tepanito. Both have kind of, you know, Tepanito's got the show element to it. And almost everybody can find something there that they're going to like, you know, whether it's seafood or beef or chicken or something like that. So, if you don't want to do the pizza thing, which, hello, Via Napoli has the most amazing pizza, then I would absolutely consider like something like Tepanito.
All right, great stuff. So I have two things. And Angie's a Disney veteran here. She says it in the email, and she's emailed us before. And, you know, just a couple things that I think are really going to sell them on the Disney vacation and how much fun it is. First of all, have them set up well ahead of time with the customized magic bands of their favorite color. Have the FastPass Plus reservations like nailed down so they can do Mine Train without a wait. They can do Soarin'. You know, make sure that they get the best of the best as far as your fast passes. So do those early, secure those for everybody. And I would definitely recommend that you end the night at the Magic Kingdom one night with a combination of the Main Street Electrical Parade and Wishes, and make sure that you don't miss Illuminations, because I think that there's something to be said for closing a park or, you know, being there after dark and being able to see the fireworks, maybe even work in Fantasmic if you like. I just think that there's something to be said for the way Disney does the nighttime. And I think for first timers, that might be the thing that sticks with them. You know, even more than the
Absolutely.
Restaurants and stuff. I think, you know, like the music from Illuminations with the fireworks. And then, you know, the Main Street Electrical Parade, they have kids 5 to 11. I mean, can you imagine their eyes lighting up when they see the, you know, like the Seven Dwarfs walking down the street with the, you know, I think it's Dopey driving the, you know, the car with all the jewels and stuff. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things you're not going to see anywhere else. And they're going to have, you know, this is memories forever. I think for the adults, when they see their kids, you know, their jaws drop, I think that's a win for everybody.
Awesome ideas.
All right. Well, let's get to the next email. So, Angie, let us know how it goes in July, and we'd love to hear about that. All right. Next question comes from Jed Penna, and he says, Mike and the ladies, I'm taking a trip in early December to Walt Disney World with my family. It's my wife and two kids, 4-year-old girl and 10-year-old boy. We have some rest days planned into the trip where we like to enjoy doing something outside the parks on those days. We are staying off property and we'll have a car. Can you suggest anything that would be good to do outside the parks? Things we have done in the past. Downtown Disney, of course. Medieval Nights, Dinner Theater. They've done Legoland. Budget isn't huge, but it could be $30 to $50 a person. And even Christmas-themed things would be cool, too, since we haven't been to Walt Disney World during the holidays. Also, I'm still debating on Mickey's Christmas event. Is it worth $70 per person? Thanks, Jed. Okay, first of all, let me just grab the second. You've never been to the Christmas party. And I don't know if you've been to a hard ticket event, because it kind of sounds like you haven't, just looking at the email. I would say definitely, if you can afford the Christmas party, do it. It's a cool event. You know, everybody should do it one time, and then after that you can make your judgment whether it's something you want to repeat every year or, you know, every time you go down during that season. But, you know, I've been to it and had a great time, just like the Halloween party. I do that every year because I just have a great time doing that. And it's just, it's uniquely Disney. It's a great way to see the Magic Kingdom in a different way. Now, as far as things to do, one thing I would throw in there would be putt-putt or the, you know, the miniature golf. Because right now, they're not staying on property. I was gonna say, they're giving away a lot of these vouchers for mini golf, which makes it a lot more affordable if you can go before 4 o'clock. But even so, it's not super expensive, and that's kind of fun. And during the holiday season, of course, you could play Winter Summerland, and that'd be kind of fun too. Kind of tying in with the holiday theme. I would say also visit the resorts. You know, that's free and a lot of fun. So, Ricky, anything you could throw in? Because they're off property with a car, kind of the same situation you're in a lot.
Right, most of the time nowadays. Yeah, so I'll suggest one thing kind of on property and one thing off property. So I'm going to suggest to do the Fort Wilderness and drive around and look and see all the campsites and the RVs and everything like that, because these people go out, like, all out, crazy, awesome decorations. So, you know, definitely go check those out. You can't, like, drive your car around there, but, you know, you can still enjoy, you know, the lights and stuff like that. The other option, and while it's something that I haven't participated in, it is something that I hear a lot of great things about, and that is, it's Ice Gaylord Palms, I think, is who does it. And I, you know, like I said, I've never done it myself, but I hear fantastic things about it. So, that might be something, that you should consider. And then just, one last thing to, mention, because it is like one of my favorite things, and I almost always do it on trips when I'm not staying on Disney property, is there is a restaurant called Giordano's. Adam knows all about it, and a bunch of, you know, other people know all about it too. But Giordano's is absolutely some of the best pizza, you know, that's off Disney property. It's a deep dish Chicago style pizza, and oh, it's so good. It's like legit from Chicago. That's actually how I found out about Giordano's. Is I've eaten there in Chicago before, and then when I found out that they had it in Orlando, I was like, heck yeah, I'm there. So yeah, Giordano's is awesome.
Well, one other thing too, talking about going and seeing the trailers in the, you know, Fort Wilderness in the holidays, that's a great, great one. And plus they're driving in, so you could drive through on your way in, drive through a Starbucks, or, you know, get something seasonal from a place like on 192, or, you know, someplace, you know, on your way in, and you'll have like your hot chocolate or your, you know, seasonal coffee or whatever, and just stroll around there. I mean, that is a cool night, because you're right. I mean, it's awesome looking over there during the holidays, and doesn't cost you a dime. You know, that's very budget friendly. So Pam, anything else?
I was going to, you know, second the idea of doing, of definitely checking out the resorts, all of the resorts. And it's really easy to make your way through the ones that are right there on the monorail line. But also, in addition to that, so you could do, you could start at the Polynesian, do the Grand Floridian, and then also stop at the Contemporary. Then the Contemporary has a boat that also goes over to the Wilderness Lodge. And from the Wilderness Lodge, you could take a boat over to Fort Wilderness, or also you can walk over to Fort Wilderness. So a couple of options there. If you want to grab dinner, you know, there is a great spot over at Fort Wilderness there with, and why is the name of that restaurant escaping
it's,
me?
Trails End. Trails End. Yeah. See, it was escaping me too. I was like, I know it. I can say it. And I just kept coming with the wrong one.
Locked on it. But anyways, thankfully I remembered. But it is an inexpensive, all you care to eat spot, especially for Disney. Prices are, you know, below the other all you care to eat spots on Disney property. A lot of people really love it. So that's something you can do too. And then you can kind of, after you walk through some of the decorations there, as was suggested, you can always do the campfire sing-along with Chip and Dale and catch a Disney movie and have a great time.
Can you believe the holidays are right around the corner? Now that we're
it makes me ill.
Thinking
about it.
I saw face.
I am enjoying all the pumpkin spiced.
Oh, totally agree. Yeah, pumpkin anything? Yes, bring it here. So.
I saw on Facebook today, 16 Fridays till Christmas.
Oh, that's sick.
That makes me ill.
Back as you were, people. Here we go.
Next question. You can't ever say that again.
I won't. All right. Next question comes from Brian Perkins. He says, hey, Mike and crew, love the show. And I know you guys will be the perfect ones to help me. Oh, my gosh. No pressure or anything.
Uh-oh. We're perfect.
All right. Here we go.
We'll try.
We're far from that. My wife and I plan on taking our boys, 9 and 6 at the time, to run the Happy Haunted 5K next year during the 2015 Tower of Terror weekend. Choosing this one so we can catch Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. That's exactly what I do. And that's why we have the event then. We are going to make a whole week's vacation out of the trip, but I have a few quick questions on how to do that. Should we book the dates we want and then add in the race? Or should we wait to book the package through the Run Disney process and then add on days? Is the Tower of Terror weekend going to be the first weekend in October every year? This will be our first Run Disney event. How are they for young runners? My oldest runs 5Ks with us now, with just a couple of stops to walk, and our youngest will probably be good to go by then, especially since we make stops for characters. Thanks for your help, and congrats to Ricky on her podcast award for best co-host. Well deserved.
Woo-hoo.
Look at that. Ricky's she's like, you know, she's demanding all of a sudden now. She's wanting to... You know, she
you
sets
know.
The agenda.
Swearing on podcasts now, whatever.
That's right. I mean, it's like, you know, one award. What was it called again? A potty or what was it called?
No, not potty.
No, that's your mouth. You got a potty mouth is what you have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, the dizzies.
I knew something but the E. Anyway.
You're making me seem like the worst person ever, by the way. Really? Thanks a lot for that.
And you really didn't say a bad word, but it's just, you know, we try to keep it very, very clean around these parts. So I couldn't have that. It's a school teacher in me. Anyway, so no implications of cursing even on our show. So anyway, so should we book the dates or should we wait and do it through Run Disney? Personally, I like to say, as soon as you can grab those dates, book it. Put down the deposit. You're set. The Run Disney packages may save you, may not. And the thing is, they're not always the most straightforward and easy way to do things, especially with all the My Disney Experience, FastPass Plus, needing your tickets and stuff like this. Pam, you're the expert. I mean, where would you go as far as that question?
I feel the same way that you do, Mike. I tell people when they, if they have their dates and they know that they can book it, then just go ahead and reserve it. I just caution people that try to stay within the same type of reservation because Disney has two different systems. I know this is going to blow everyone's mind, but I'll just give you a little behind the scenes. They have a room only system and then they have the package system and never the two shall meet. If you book a room only reservation, you can't really convert it to a package. You actually cancel one and rebook it as something else. If you have a package reservation, you can't convert it to a room only reservation. You actually end up canceling it and rebooking. But you know, if you're working with someone like an agent or even Disney, they should be able to advise you, you know, on how to do that. But you know, it's just, other than that, I say book early, book often, book now.
Right.
No, I would just say, you know, as 2015, and 2015 is out there now, so actually you don't have to worry about that. I mean, you could book it as of today and you're set. And the thing is, like, this year I booked my room way late in the game and still, you know, got pretty much what I wanted. So, you know, you're fine if you book it today or in the next few months. And then when the race comes around, hey, then you can try to get in on the race. And Tower of Terror usually, you know, that's not one of those that sells out in 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, you, as long as you're on it that day, you're probably going to be fine. And as far as it being the first weekend of October, Ricky, I know it's moved because of Wine and Dine moving, but, you know, we're trying to guess here. This will be the fourth annual in 2015. So what would your best guess be?
So, yeah, I'm going to say that it's probably going to be the same weekend. The weekend right now, it looks like it would be on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ever since it's been Tower of Terror weekend, it's always been that weekend. When it was, I think even when it was Wine and Dine, it was that same weekend. Maybe it was the weekend before, but it's always been right around that time. So I wouldn't assume that it would change too terribly much or at all. I would assume it would be the same exact weekend. So, yeah, I think that would be fine.
All right. And so as far as his question about the kids running, I love families running together. First of all, I think I'm with Mike Scopa. He talks about this a lot. These 5Ks are meant to be family races and just fun races and first steps into Run Disney. I wish the cost was a lot cheaper for these because when you get to a family of four doing a 5K, I mean, you're talking, you know, it's going to be over $200 just in registration for four people, you know, two adults, two kids. But that aside, I think your kids are going to be fine. They're going to have a good time because you could technically walk a 5K. You know, it's a 3.1-mile race, but it's not really a race. It's more of just a fun walk and run and, you know, get to see things, get to see how the races run. You'll get to get cheered on, which the kids, I'm sure, will get a huge kick out of. Wear costumes. You'll see people, you know, encouraging them all the way. So I would definitely say to go for it. I think that's awesome. I love when I see families in the 5Ks.
Absolutely.
All right. Next question comes from Robin. And she says, hey, Mike, love the podcast. Fellow Lizard here as well. Good job, Robin. Hope you're having a great training season. Question. We are traveling to the world September 18th through the 27th. My girls love Tinkerbell and all of her fairy friends. Each trip, we have always seen Tinkerbell and the visiting fairy in Adventureland. However, we learned that Tinkerbell has moved to Town Hall and that it is just Tinkerbell, no other fairies. Is this the case? If so, is there anywhere in any of the other parks my girls can meet any of Tinkerbell's fairy friends? And Robin is in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Go Demon Deacons. So I love knowing that these people are from college towns. That's very cool. Okay, so, you know, I'm not – Mallory, the girls have never been into the fairies. You know, like, we've gotten pictures of Tinkerbell every once in a while, but never watched, like, the TV show, so I couldn't tell you anything about them. So, Ricky, where might you find Tinkerbell's friends?
Unfortunately, nowhere. Tinkerbell's fairy friends have flown the coop. As of right now, you can only meet Tinkerbell in the Town Square Theater, which is, you know, unfortunate for those who do enjoy the Tinkerbell movies and would like to meet the fairy friends. But yeah, unfortunately right now, only Tinkerbell. Sorry.
So they're nowhere to be seen.
Nope. Nowhere. Sorry.
Sorry, we had the bad news.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see them during a race. Because that's, you know, I could see that. Maybe Princess Weekend.
Well, they have Tinkerbell, but that's in California. So that would be my guess of where you'd be able to see the fairy friends. And so, yeah, probably not.
No. All right. All right. Well, next question comes from
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
That's right.
Really?
I know. Next is Andrew Ruiz is up next. He makes me want Mexican food because there's a Ruiz restaurant right down the street. Mike, and that's where you'll find Ricky's parents seven nights a week. No, six nights because they're at Yax the other night. Anyway.
Correct.
Mike, first I want to say I love the podcast. Been listening to a variety of Disney podcasts over the past few months, but the BR Guest quickly became my favorite after I discovered it. Thanks for all the great work and the frequent posts. Thank you so much. My fiance and I are having our honeymoon at Disney World in about 4 weeks. We are staying at Boardwalk Villas, which we purchased by renting DVC points. Literally save thousands on room alone, but that's a subject for another time. We have made all of our ADRs, booked all of our FastPass Plus experiences, and have a myriad of other activities planned as well. We are both the outdoorsy type and have planned on horseback riding at Fort Wilderness after randomly discovering you could do that through Disney's website. Since then, we have found that we can also go sailing, which we love, and parasailing, which we have never done. We immediately made plans for sailing and reservations for parasailing after learning they were possibilities. Both take place in the Seven Seas Lagoon. My question is, what other activities does Walt Disney World offer in the way of outdoor type extreme sports or adventure? I hear a lot about the parks, pools, and dining, but not much in other types of recreation. Thanks a lot, Drew. Okay, first of all, Drew, thanks for the question, and congratulations on that honeymoon and that wedding. That's great.
That's
starting
awesome.
Your new life together. One thing I can think of off the bat is that Segway tour over in Fort Wilderness, where, I mean, you know, you're not as active as like hiking or, you know, doing anything crazy like an extreme sport, but they have the Segways, the big tires, and you go through the trails and stuff. I think it sounds like you guys get a huge kick out of that. So that's something I could offer. So Pam, can you think of anything else?
I mean, you know, Fort Wilderness has a lot of there's that trail, as mentioned before, between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness. Again, not an extreme sport, but something, you know, to consider. The water mice, which are, you know, at very few resorts now because they're slowly going, you know, they aren't at all the resorts they used to be before, but those might be something you want to do. Again, not an extreme sport, but we rented a pontoon boat that was pretty fun, and I think they'll still do that at some of the resorts, and that's kind of a fun thing to do, too. Not, you know, Disney World's not really a sportsy kind of place.
But it's cool they found some stuff to match up with their personality types, like the horseback riding and
absolutely, parasailing. It's tried and true.
And parasailing is fun. I did that at Castaway Key. I mean, it's higher than you think. Like, I mean, but I'm a big chicken. I don't like being an airplane. But, I mean, it was fun. I mean, I got my thrill factor was pretty good there. So, because I know that old DVD, the planning DVD, talked about hurl factor and thrill factor. It was there, both high on the scale there. So, Ricky, anything else you can think of as far as something that might fit that? Oh, and I was going to say, Pam, you mentioned the pontoon boats. If you rent a pontoon boat, be careful because it goes a breakneck 7 miles an hour. But, you know, to make it seem faster, make sure you go with your, you know, like so that it seems like you're getting your money's worth. Anyway, it didn't
put
go
your
very
seatbelt
fast.
On.
That's right. It's wonderful. You could almost feel the wind. Okay, yeah. Ricky, anything else?
I was going to say, I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, super extreme, but I was going to say they have archery at Fort Wilderness. So it is kind of a sporty thing, which is kind of cool. And I mean, how many people can say they, you know, take an archery? That's kind of, yes, I don't know. Anyway, if you're looking for kind of extreme, it's and also kind of sport, you have the Richard Petty Raceway there, which Brian has done. And he did the ride along. Yes, thanks for the sound effects. Yeah, he did the ride along, and that was really cool. So there's that.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Wow, we get the homemade sound effects.
Definitely homemade.
Wow.
I don't even know where to go with that. Anyway, and then the last thing I was going to say, you know, for people who are looking for kind of more of an outdoorsy type thing, but not sure if this is kind of up their alley, but I was thinking about they do have fishing excursions as well. Mike made me think of it when he was talking about that Dave video. They went in and did a fishing excursion on that. So,
and you know that
Steve did that.
And Disney put scuba divers in the water to make sure that you get fish on your pole there. You know,
yes.
they hook them right there under the water. You just can't see them.
Right.
No, Steve did the fishing excursion. I got that for him 1 year, and he really, really enjoyed it. So,
and that's why, because Scuba Steve was down there putting fish on Steve's line.
Fish on for Steve.
Right. For regular Steve.
Oh, Lord. I think it's time for the last question.
Regular Steve.
It's time for the last question of the day. I don't know what's going on. So let's
best
get to the last one.
Steve.
Here we go. The last question comes from Cliff Barnes. It says, hi, Mike and gang. I listen to the podcast every week to get my Disney fix. Love the Monday podcast and listening to everyone's vacation stories. My family is getting ready for our annual trip to the world next month. Myself, wife, and two kids, 13 and 7, are Walt Disney World veterans. We'll be staying at Caribbean Beach Resort September 19th through the 26th. This will be our first trip driving from Marietta, Ohio. You thought I was going to say Georgia there, Ricky, didn't you? I know. And can't wait to try food and wine. My wife purchased the Frozen Premium Summer Fun Package. This will be our first dessert party as well. Needless to say, we have one excited daughter. Looking forward to using My Disney Experience and have several ADRs at restaurants. we haven't tried before yet. Sanaa, Royal Table, Chefs de France, as well as some old favorites, Sci-Fi, Rose and Crown. Would love to share a trip report on an upcoming show. Have a magical day, Cliff Barnes. So, Cliff, thanks a lot. And we'll definitely have to talk here when you get back, because you'll be back here very soon. And, you know, I threw this in here because I love the excitement of our listeners, you know, getting ready, because they say they're Walt Disney World veterans. But Pam, I mean, doesn't this sound like somebody that's like on their second or third trip? And I think that's so indicative of our audience.
Yeah, I agree. And it's the way I feel every year, too. Every time I go, not just every year, every time I go, I keep thinking about our trip down for Epic October. And I just haven't been able to plan as much as I want to. So, dang, I'm, you know, really wanting to do that. So I feel your pain. I love that you're trying different restaurants. I think that that's really cool.
And Pam hasn't customized her magic bands yet for Epic October, people.
You told on me. I'm going to bring one of the 3 million that are sitting in my storage room.
I know. Once you have every color, what's the point? You know, it's
I don't know.
Anyway, gosh. We just got ours today, so I'm so pumped. Mallory was like beside herself because, you know, you have a good kid when she can tell what the box is. Oh, we got magic bands. You know, it's like she's in first grade. The whole neighborhood knows now because, you know, she was out on the street. So, yeah, it sounds great. I think, you know, I love the Sci-Fi, Rose and Crown. This little favorite, you got to go back to them, you know, because I'm the same way. I try to always make sure that I go to, on our longer summer vacation, you know, when we're there for about a week, I try to do two or three new places, but I can't give up my favorites. I mean, Ricky, are you the same way? Like, you got to hold on to those favorites while at the same time trying to switch it up every time?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's super hard to do because, you know, I need to try like new restaurants and stuff like that so I can write about them. And it's really hard to like try new things when I find so many things that I love, like it's super, super ridiculously hard. So, yeah.
Where are we going in October that's
new, Ricky? I don't know. We'll have to think about it. We'll come up with somewhere on the seat of our pants. Hey, let's go here.
Yeah.
So, I had some ideas, but I forgot what they were at the offhand. So, yeah, but, you know, even for this trip that I'm on currently, you know, like, the excitement was totally there. Like, it was so, I know that, like, I do work in, obviously, I do a lot of Disney stuff for work. So, you know, like, it's even hard to concentrate on Disney work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's even sicker, I think. Like, I work on stuff about Disney and I still can't concentrate because I knew I was going. So yeah, I get excited about trips too.
We
and
all do.
I'm a big nerd.
And that's why I love the show, I mean, because it gives everybody an outlet, not only like to talk about when you're excited for trips, but also when you get back, we can recap things and, you know, live them through somebody else's eyes. You know, like when somebody else comes on Mondays, like you said, Cliff, it's just great to hear how the trip went because I can picture it. You know, I've been most places now and I can picture, you know, oh, I know what it feels like on a Monday morning to run into the Magic Kingdom or, you know, to get back late at night when you're dragging back to Riverside. You know, I can relate to those stories now. And I think that's why I love our podcast, because it's everybody coming together to share Disney stories. And that's exactly what I need in between trips. All right, so great emails today. Thank you to everybody who sent those in. Remember, you can send in your question or comment today. Please do that to mike@brguestpodcast.com. And a couple of announcements here at the end of the show regarding the Be Our Guest podcast, Running Lizards. A couple of things. First of all, we are kind of wrapping up a second batch of podcast Running Squad shirts. They are awesome. They're that highlighter yellow, that Volt yellow.
They are definitely highlighter yellow, that's for sure.
But they're awesome, you know, because I've been running right at dawn, you know, before dawn actually is when I start. And it does keep you safe. I mean, you're highly visible out there in your runs. We're going to be very visible in the races down at Walt Disney World. In, you know, they're the perfect material. They're that performance material. They're very light. They're comfortable. So if you want to get a shirt and you're on the Lizards, and everybody's invited, of course, as always, to join the Lizards, just drop by the Facebook group. Mike Bankhead will add you. So it's Mike Bankhead. He's our captain. Just let him know on Facebook or drop by the forums, brguestpodcast.com. There's a sub forum for all the running events. And just say, hey, I want to be a part of the Lizards, and you're in. We're just all supporting each other and, you know, taking a mile at a time and having a great time doing it. So we'd love to have some more Lizards. So get your shirt order in right away. We'll probably do that for another couple weeks. And the second thing is that Florence, Mike, Mary Jo, Mark Lorenzo, a bunch of folks have started getting together for the Marathon Weekend events. And I know that we are going to have some meetups that weekend. I know one that we're going to do kind of a big dinner at Kona Cafe one night. We're going to meet the next day, I believe, at the Contempo Cafe over at the Contemporary for all those people that may not have tickets. And a group of folks are going over to Hoop Dee Doo Review on Sunday night after all the events. I don't know if I'm going to make that one or not, but you know, we're going to have just various places to go. And if you want to host a meetup, you know, for the podcast, for the running squad, please do so. So just drop by the Facebook group. We got that, you know, going right now, and you know, we're going to all be down there running and going everywhere. And of course that's going to be the focus, but it's going to be great to get together and get some pictures and, you know, people. You know, you might not have got to meet these people face to face, but they've been cheering you on over the last year in your training. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to get out there, and we get to see everybody. So please do plan to, you know, if you're going to be there marathon weekend, we'd love to see you and, you know, congratulate you with that medal and cheer you on the course. And so drop by the Facebook group, Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards, for more information. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by virtualmickey.com. And like I said at the top of the show, if you're a runner, and even if you're not a runner, you need to get Days to Go WDW so you know how many days you have left until your next Disney vacation. But one of the features is that you can set a daily reminder, or yep, it's like an alert that'll give you an audio
it's
cue.
It's the best thing ever.
It is. And see, you didn't hear the ad read at the top of the show. But what I do is I set it. I've been running. I start my run every morning at 6 a.m. and I'm done at about 7:05. So I have mine set now for like 6:45 a.m. And what happens is on my run days is that I'm about 4 or 5 miles into my run and the alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, I'm officially one day closer to getting to my race and getting down to Walt Disney World. So yeah, you know what? Like during the toughest part of your day, you know, if like you just have that grind at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the office, set your alert for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it'll be like, these harps, yep, come on. Like it's like heaven. And so boom, right there.
I always go, what is that? Oh yeah, it's my iPad. It's making noise. That's right. My trip is coming up. So,
you know, it's the little things, but you know what? It's a cheap app and it's a great app to have on your phone. It's not going to cost you very much at all. Go download it today and support the folks who support us over at virtualmickey.com. Please give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, September 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Make sure you're a part of the show and don't forget to check out Magical Mouse Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are your soundtrack to the exact same audio the guests are hearing down at Walt Disney World right now. It's what Ricky's hearing right now. Wherever you are, I bet you we play it on the station. So check it out today, MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, we're going to get out of here and let Ricky get on with her vacation. And Pam and I...
Woo, I can go back. Yeah.
We just got to go back to work. It stinks. Yeah. But, you know, it's Wednesday. It's 2 days close. Two days closer to the weekend or something like that. We're working away at it. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Thanks for hanging with us. Today hasn't been the best show ever, but we tried.
I feel like this went well off the rails
it
today.
So we're going to wrap it up right here by saying we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.